Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Uncensored Radio. That's our new theme song. copyright pending. It's beautiful. Ooh. I don't have auto-tune like the last one.
I don't think I like that option.
Oh, girl. Nastiness. Well, look, obviously airing classic Uncensored Radio has summoned the beautiful Katrina A. Johnson back to us. Hey, Kat, oh, how are you?
Hi.
Was it like a genie bottle or a wine bottle?
If you rub this bottle and boop, I pop out.
Rubbing something right. Christina had it right all that time.
You know, drink out of my Uncensored Radio cup.
Oh, girl.
Good girl.
What an amazing. Oh,
what's in your cup tonight, Jeff?
Do we need to know?
Jeff, you need one of these. A red bottom wine holder. You need one.
Oh, work.
I need a lot of things with the red bottom.
And if anyone would like an Uncensored Radio mug or any merchandise, you can go to the address below at www.etsy.com/shop/justjeffemmett.
You can get Katrina underpants.
Yes! You can.
Oh, yes. You can have me all over your balls.
Just the way she likes it.
We're way cheaper than you think.
Oh dear, it is starting already. So we should probably catch up with Kat. What's Kat been up to? Because the last time we saw you was before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I ate all of the Christmas. I ate it all. It's all in here, so there's that.
Sexy
I didn't
time.
Start the New Year's resolution diet yet, so cheers to that.
COVID, you don't have to.
Right. It's still COVID over here. The gym's opened like yesterday, so as you can see, I'm going.
I've been running with that for 12 months now, nearly.
You're looking after your health COVID. By not going.
I was like, there's a pandemic.
Yeah, see, it's healthy to sit at home and drink wine. It's good for your heart.
Jeffrey has control today. That's a bit scary about what's going to pop up. It's like a bad date. You're always worried about what's going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What you going to catch?
What's happening with your life?
How you've avoided like COVID traveling. What's your secret?
Honestly.
Her uncensored radio mask.
I have. Yes, I actually have the uncensored radio mask. I do wear it.
Yeah, girl.
I did get a Stairmaster, so I have been trying to stay a little fit at home, but also just taking a million vitamins. I've had a million COVID tests. They've gone into my brain with the nose swab thing.
Have you guys heard the news? There's a new swab coming for COVID.
No.
You got to bend over. You got to bend over for the new one.
It's up the poop chute.
Can we make some uncensored radio COVID tests? Can we please?
They come in various sizes.
On the side of it, we're going to write, shit's getting real.
Hell yes. And we can tell you that we are recommended by 0 out of 0 doctors and still good for your health.
Exactly.
Test may or may not be accurate.
It's not accurate at all.
Hashtag shove it.
Shove it.
Uncensored radio. Shove it.
And don't eat curry before. Nasty.
None of that.
No Mexican. It goes along with the hashtag no ribbies for COVID.
Mm-hmm. But I actually don't know how I've avoided it, honestly.
Well,
you've just dodged bullets, girl. She's escaped the drug cartel. She's escaped COVID. Like, nothing can touch this girl. You should have been in Wonder Woman.
But this girl can touch you in your uncensored radio drawers.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Grab a little stranger wood.
It's a very pretty woman kind of situation.
I'll be up in there.
All right. I have to preface this because Kat hasn't seen it yet.
Ooh.
So we've kind of given the show a bit of streamlining. So we're going to talk about this week's Hot Topics as designed by Luke. Here we go.
Hot load of Hot Topics.
But that's Kitty, Kitty, can you put the picture up now, Steve? I want Kitty read it as well.
Oh, God, let me find it. Let me find it. That was our very own Vera giving us her best phone sex voice.
So. I mean, it was very good.
I couldn't even hear it in my eyes so fast.
Hot load.
Wait a minute, is that me?
It's you, Kitty.
I didn't even know.
Okay, Kitty, give us your best hot load. Come on. We've killed her.
Oh, God, that's hilarious. That's my best look, obviously. I think actually that should be on the underpants.
It's a pity you can't, like, get a reverse image of you on the underpants like that.
I think you know what? I actually made some. You can, I don't know if you've seen this, but... You can put yourself on underwear in like boxer shorts in the sack part, and you're like holding it. You're like this.
That's amazing.
And then you're smiling up at it, and your hands are holding the thing. Sweaty. You know, yeah. I actually did buy those for Valentine's Day because I'm a romantic.
You are. That's beautiful moments. So we're gonna
I wanted Kitty to read it out. Like, you know, say hot load of hot topics in her sexy voice now.
I'll put it back up. Here we go.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Uncensored radio. Hot load of hot topics.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get her to do a voiceover as well.
I'm slipping off the seat as we speak.
Now, we didn't talk about this last. Sorry, Jeff, go.
Oh no, that voicemail for that song that wants to put you in. I think you've got the voice.
Oh yeah, I still owe you that. Coming through.
Yeah.
Any second now. Look, it's like when you remind Jeff of something. He's like, oh, shit, right. Yeah, cool.
No, listen, did you know that you could clean box fans?
Box fans?
Like a box.
There's like little boxes, like the fan.
Yeah, like I just throw them out when they get dirty, right? I had no idea.
Don't you just like grab it and twist it? Like everything?
Can't you like take it outside and put the hose on it or something?
Yeah, you have to like get screws and do all this.
Use a dry brush and just.
Well, I took the vacuum to it, but it doesn't get the inside clean, right? It doesn't get the you have to take this thing apart. Do I look like the type of bitch that's going to take something apart?
I was about to say, negative. This turned into Martha Stewart's fucking corner or whatever.
Like, unless it's underwear coming down. Like, I can't.
I have all of the tools, and they're all hot pink, and I have hot pink work boots.
She's ready.
She should have been Wonder Woman, man. She should have been Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. You should have been an extra in Work From Home by Fifth Harmony.
Stuff like I would love it.
Well, they're looking for a new member.
She had her own man.
Right?
I'll send you
But you know, I'm no Camila.
Oh, no Camila like a bat. You're not a racist. Anyway.
No.
Allegedly, where's the allegedly on that one? Oh, here we go. You think that? Oh, right, it's gone.
What'd she say?
Who did that? Oh, my arrows just falling off the wall. Okay, here it is. I got
these,
it.
You think that's cool? Tape a filter to it.
It becomes an air filtration device. Wow, Angela's got all the hacks, man.
Angela is a riot. You should follow her on Instagram. She's always posting TikTok videos.
Well, she should post her Instagram and we'll get her some followers. All right, Jeff, I need to know how you feel about this because we didn't get to discuss it. Saved by the Bell star, Austin Diamond.
Don't laugh while you read this, you horrible bitch.
But did you hear the update on this? Have you heard the update on this story?
No.
He's not doing good.
He's not doing good, but he reckons he got stage 4 cancer from sleeping in cheap hotels.
What? That's not a thing. I'd have died 10 years ago. You know how many hotels I've been up in in the last 15 years?
He's talking about poor people hotels, not the type of hotels you go to.
Well, it depends.
I stayed at a DoubleTree last week.
I don't know what that Ooh. Is.
It's a. It's not.
Do they have the cookies?
It's not the Four Seasons. No, they don't have shit. It's COVID. You're lucky. You're lucky if you get a maid service.
They just throw the keys at you. They just throw the keys at you and tell you to get the fuck out.
Pretty much. So, yeah, Dustin, you don't get any of that stuff anymore. Like,
there's no love.
No.
There's no love anymore.
I don't know that that's a world I want to travel in.
I know.
Like, it sounds.
I need complimentary things if I'm going places, right? I need that's the free upgrade. I need the free upgrade. Do you know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying?
I can't picture being on a plane in coach Ugh. While this is going, like, fly into another country. Like, I would just die. I would have a stroke on the plane. Okay,
to be clear, Jeffrey has a stroke and dies anyway on an airplane.
I don't know what
COVID
you're talking
about. Or not COVID. I only know of Jeffrey getting on a plane once, and he took quite a few.
Oh yeah,
helpers,
assistants.
No, the only thing I tried in the airport because the bar was closed was sleeping pills. So I took six of them. It was like Advil PM. Just don't do it, kids. But here, I couldn't.
It's a put down a rhino.
I was that fucking anxious. I was dying. And you like, put it. Oh my God. Oh, because the plane dropped in the sky, the first one, and it was on like one of the shit kickers where you can see the propeller out the window. I was done. Like, I was literally, and I'm like, we're not going. We're not filming this show.
Holding onto the sides, going, Aaliyah! Ah!
No,
this is how it is! He's calling me, my voice mouth, Katrina! I'm not gonna make it!
But if you were gonna go down, though, wouldn't you start looking around? Because, like, I always think back to the movie Alive. I'd start looking at people like, yeah, I'd eat you. If I survive this crash,
you know, if a good-looking guy says that to me, I might be like, oh, okay.
We're actually gonna be talking about that later on today, so that'll be fun.
Fuck. Cannibalism.
Oh, yeah, hey. Speaking of shock faces. Yes. Let's talk about this face. What the fuck has Demi Moore done to her head?
What? COVID. That's Demi Moore?
COVID. That is
COVID
Demi Moore.
Cheap hotels.
58-year-old Demi Moore was on.
She looks like she got the tetanus.
The Fendi runway at Spring Fashion Week in Paris.
It's makeup.
Because I think it's a lot of makeup. She's looking contoured crazy.
She's looking like a cross between Caitlyn Jenner and the Black Dahlia murder. Like,
no,
you know,
she looks like Elizabeth alien. Short. From the alien.
Did you guys ever watch
Predator,
Nip Tuck? Yeah. Did you watch Nip Tuck?
Yeah, the serial killer. Yeah.
She looks like that.
I feel you. I feel you, girl.
Like the Joker. It's. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I.
Demi, come clean. Just post a photo without makeup so we can see what state you're really in.
Because we need to know.
With Jada, and she looked fine. She looked great. You know,
that's so like, yeah, I feel like that might be like a bit of cheek fillers and a lot of contouring.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a lot. It's a
it
lot.
Was cray.
Like, let's look at it again.
Speaking of the aliens, can we see the other alien, Steve? Remember we posted that?
It looks like she had a nose job and the upper lip thing. They're shortening your upper lip. They do the, I don't know what it's called, but they shorten your upper lip and then it makes it poof a little more because she has like no upper lip anymore. She has the crazy line here, but there's like no upper lip. So
it's like they're
like,
taken this, like,
they
the
go
whole,
like this.
This part of her face mm-hmm. off and put mm-hmm. back on.
She had bits of makeup on her lips. You could see it. And that's when I started to think maybe it really was the makeup. Like it was the makeup that did it to her lips. If you look, because we can't see it on the screen. But if you zoom in, you can see it. I'm telling you.
I've got a really bad segue. Should we do it?
Yes.
Yeah, go for
it. Speaking about doing horrible things to your lips, Indian court rules it's not sexual Steven. Assault to grope a child if they remain clothed. And it was a female judge.
I'm sorry, what?
Delivered that verdict. Yeah,
it's
you
not
heard
sexual
me.
Assault to grope a child if they remain clothed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In India. Now that is fucked up.
Yeah, the guy got 1 year. He got 1 year for molestation because that's all molestation gets there. The judge didn't deem it sexual assault.
Like,
because India's misogynistic.
Well, you know what? That kind of makes sense. I have an Indian boyfriend and I assault him daily and he doesn't ever report me.
It would be a great dishonor to his family to know that he got beaten up by a Nickelodeon star.
I mean, up, down, all over town, everywhere.
You know, inside, outside, under my skin.
I mean, not the beating up kind of assault, the other kind.
Warranted,
Kitty, we expect him to be assault. In some. We expect him to be in some Katrina Johnson underwear.
I mean,
just, you know, in the private chat, not on the show.
He does not have the blog talk Katrina Johnson underwear yet, but it is a Valentine's Day. And so you're saying there's a chance.
All right. Speaking of someone who's going to have a very rough Valentine's Day, guys, let's talk about our old friend Jason Collier. If you haven't been following this fucking story, old mate's a police chief.
Oh, this guy!
Yeah.
I love this.
So not only is he married with four children, but he has at least two mistresses that he's proposed to, with more out there apparently surfacing.
Like,
brother's been busy.
We live in a day and age where we're going to keep seeing more and more of this shit because of social media. It's just going to keep coming.
How has he not been busted yet?
They found each other on their posts from Facebook. Like, I'm
there. You go,
Katrina. You got.
They
to
did.
Go.
That's how they found each other.
Oh yes. It is amazing to read the whole thread. I was glued. It was like an hour's worth of reading. Totally,
it's
worth
a bit
it.
Delicious. It's a it bit was delicious, amazing. But we've got to talk about it because boyfriend isn't that good looking. So
no,
what is he?
Let's zoom back in,
police chief. They make a bit of coin, don't they, police chief?
So,
his police photo's terrible. The photo with the blonde is not bad. He looks like manly. In the police photo, he looks fat and frumpy.
In the other one, he looks a bit special in the middle one.
Yeah. Yeah. In the other ones, he looks like maybe more rugged, more manly.
So, he's either like really nice because, you know, like, how sometimes gay guys are just basic bitches and we go, oh, a straight guy who's actually decent and nice to you. And you go, I love you. I'm going to waste 5 years of my life. Like not getting any attention, just being in love with you.
Steven, this is uncensored radio. We already know why. It's because he's got a huge cock. Done.
Or he's got big dick game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go with that.
Here's the thing though. Here's I have doubts. Here's why. If he had
we're gonna zoom in on you. Go.
If he had this big dick game. This isn't that big, but if he had like this
double.
Yeah. Like this big. Oh, there. That big. He wouldn't need to buy everybody a ring. He had to buy all those rings because he is compensating for some shit.
Okay. Yeah. I think Katrina knows this shit better than us gay men. So I think
knows. I'm just saying because
she's had a ring.
We're new to the marriage game. We're new to the marriage game.
I mean,
Kat knows this shit.
I'm divorced.
They
exactly. Well, you failed.
They usually they'll put a ring on it if they want to like own you. They want to like lock it down. And he has so many, maybe he wants to lock them all down. Maybe he's like a psycho. I mean, he's obviously a psycho. But
this is what they were figuring out on the Facebook messages, that the one went away with him that weekend and he lied and said he was helping like the brother with his kid or whatever. And then like one of the girl's kids broke a window and he was saying that it was his brother to the other girl. Like they are like laying out the stories and dropping text messages. Photo, it is so delicious.
Wow. Like,
who has that much energy?
Who has that much money? Where's he getting these rings?
Is he buying that shit? He was taking them on trips.
Is he confiscating these rings from
maybe? I was gonna say, like murder scenes.
Yeah, probably dead does people's have, fucking jewelry.
Does he have a deal with a local pawn shop? Like, where's all this jewelry coming from?
Access to evidence lockers.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
a nice ring. Yes. Oh, here's a dead lady's ring.
Wow, that ring dead men tell no tales. It's not cute. It's not cute.
I want right, to see the rings.
I want to see the evidence.
Well, Angel is trying to get them on the show.
She's on it.
Oh, really? She's into
bring it.
Yeah.
Angel posted that article.
That's how Angel and I met, was commenting on posts.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, because we're just nosy.
Can I contact him personally and say I want to be wife number 5? Like, yes. I don't need much attention. I just need a ring and come on my
You're
radio
happy
show.
For, like, one of the dead hooker rings.
Like, yeah. Like, it doesn't even need to be a nice one. I just want one, and I don't need a lot of time.
I just want one.
I just want the ring, and I want you on the show.
Yeah.
I want to show everyone the ring. Like, this is what these ladies are all sharing to get a piece of. And it's probably like an opal. It's probably like not even a real diamond. It's probably like whack. I don't know, but I'm dying to know.
I need to know what's happening.
Yeah,
I need to
like,
know the
he
truth.
Bought 5 of them? What? It's supposed to be 3 months salary.
And they're all talking about all these trips that he's taking them on. Like, what does his wife think he's doing?
Does she care?
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if she knows, girl. Maybe it's like one of those.
Maybe she's just
be traveling for work. See, wouldn't he?
He's
a sheriff. He shouldn't be.
He's a state.
He's a sheriff. He shouldn't be going anywhere, right?
Well, then how can he be getting like? Yeah, nothing adds up. We need him on the show.
Maybe he's doing police magic and he is blocking phones and he can't be traced and he's extra, extra slick. I don't know.
I get like a Dexter vibe from him looking
at
those
pictures. Maybe
he creates
evidence at home for the wife.
Chris Watts.
He's going to just annihilate everyone's family and it's all fucking over.
Oh my god, you went to a
I'm very bleak life. Today. Sorry,
yeah.
guys. I'm bringing
next because story. I'm a little bit, let's lighten you know the mood.
I'm a
Gosh.
Little bit sad because of this.
Oh,
I haven't recovered
from yeah.
Cloris Leachman, RIP, 94 years old.
And what Come about on. How that guy tried to, like, he's like, are you sure this is factual? Didn't she die years ago?
No.
Like, no, Rude. We're pretty sure she just died.
Yeah.
She was in American Gods, like, last season, so unless they're Weekend of Bernie'sing her that, like...
She was so vibrant, and so, I'm like, I did not think she was 94, because it feels like yesterday she was just on Dancing with the Stars.
And she was on, like, her iconic performance in Double Double Toil and Trouble, starring the Olsen twins.
I may have missed that one.
She was a witch.
When they were doing the, Because what was the show she was on? Was it The Facts of Life or was it The Facts of Life?
Yeah, she's been in everything.
Yeah,
she replaced her friend.
Charlotte Ray.
So I remember she was like playing, they had to sing Two of Hearts by Stacey Q on this episode. And then really Stacey Q was on the show for like a few episodes as this like trampy girl called Cinnamon who ended up like singing her own song. It was just amazing. But I remember Cloris Leachman's on the piano doing a piano cover of Two of Hearts. It was crazy.
If that doesn't tell you how gay Luke is, that he knows the storyline, nothing.
I thought it was amazing.
Okay.
I YouTubed it, and I watched the whole thing because it had Stacey Q.
I only knew her from Herbie Goes Bananas. Like, that's how I...
Dude, Mary
That
Tyler
doesn't
Moore.
Tell you how fucked up Jeffrey is.
I watched Mary Tyler Moore. But I
did you watch the Herbie with Lindsay Lohan as well?
No, I did.
Are you okay?
I watched everything Lindsay Lohan ever did except for her e-reality show.
With the Greek island thing?
The Greek island thing, and she's got the fake accent. I never watched it. I'm still curious, but like... Weirdly, I had all year off, and I just never found the time.
Well, that was like that little shit show she did with Oprah. Was
good for
amazing.
You. Good for you. I've only done coke 3 or 4 times. Yeah, what, today?
Did you see she was just like bitching at some girl to take down her cameo, Luke?
No.
Let's get a cameo from Lindsay.
Yeah, they got a cameo from Lindsay asking
off
Lindsay
her face
to come out to her parents for her. And Lindsay sent back this message. It was actually very nice. And like, it wouldn't mean as much if it was coming from me. It should come from you. And, you know, it's just actually great inspirational message. So the girl posted it on TikTok. It went viral. She had to quickly tell her parents that she was a homosexual because...
They were going to find out by all the neighbors or someone real quick.
Like, because it's going viral on TikTok. Well, Lindsay apparently asked this chick to remove the video off of TikTok. Like, Lindsay, take the good press. This is good promo.
Lindsay.
Okay.
And guess what, girl? You signed up to Cameo for a reason. You need that coin. So you got to deal with the consequences.
Hey, Luke, Katrina. She needs to fund I Know Who Killed Me Too, right?
Katrina, yes, ask him. He had Sabrina on.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Oh, Luke.
Melissa Joan Hart did a promo. Oh, can we show Katrina? Show off.
Yes, show me.
Let me find it. Let me find it.
Oh, this is the gayest thing ever.
I love her.
You should jump on Bloody Cameo. She's
always so cool to me.
She seems really cool, nice girl.
Hey, it's your girl, Clarissa. Well, I mean, Sabrina, or, you know, Melissa Joan Hart. Anyway, get on over to Uncensored Radio and join the Uncensored team as they explain it all to you. You know, even if Jeff can be angrier than Salem. Where is that damn cat?
That was amazing!
What a line reading. What a line reading.
Ugh. Fabulous.
Yeah. Gam Gam was a
move back on course.
Please. Okay. Her and Jeff. I don't know what to say.
Angela the Hitmaker.
She's adorable.
Oh, she's adorable. The Muppet movie.
Is he talking about the Muppet movie?
Maybe he means her.
Chorus.
Can I tell you my Muppet joke?
Yes, please tell us your Muppet joke.
What's green, slimy, and smells like fish?
Miss Piggy's vagina.
No, Kermit's finger.
Oh. Oh, God.
But you're cool. I like where your head's at.
There's a head. Oh. All right, well, Jeff actually provided me the perfect segue. Speaking of coming out, we've got... Dance Mom starring tweet sensation JoJo Siwa out of the blue via Instagram just tells everyone that she's a lesbian.
What is she
this
like?
This show's going to get shut down.
How old is she? She's 18.
Like 15.
No, she's 18.
Yeah, she still looks 12. Yeah, no, that's the whole thing.
Nickelodeon will do that to you.
Hey, that'll do it to you. Speaking of, in a very special episode, we'll talk about the Nickelodeon effects. But this has come out of nowhere, and there's no way
she's 18.
She is, dude. She turned 18 not long ago because everyone was going on about her being like acting like a child and the fact that she's 18. But do you know what? She has. Millions of dollars that we'll never have. So
for her,
yeah.
But you know, that's right.
But hasn't
Abby Lee Miller said that JoJo's coming out. Well, littler, a shining example for kids out there to live their best lives.
So, who's this Abby lady? I don't know her.
Abby was Dance Moms. You know, the big angry lady who'd like scream at the children and their mothers and tell their mothers they're all alcoholics.
Oh, is she real? It's a great show.
Abby used to have her hair did.
I remember some homely bitch teaching some girls how to dance at some show. Well, you've got red hair or something with that.
You got 8 seasons of great like psychological trauma to watch. It's a lot.
It's great. Now you need to watch it. There's like one episode where there's a full like fist fight and everything. It's amazing.
She throws chairs and stuff. It's great. It's like, ooh.
No, I don't like watching ugly people. It kind of just brings me down, you know?
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
I did that.
Wow. I went there. I did it.
I didn't call her. She doesn't seem like a nice person. So
she's not a nice person. She got her show got taken off the. Well, her new show got taken off the air because she used racist language towards two children.
No,
she's ugly in the soul.
What did she say?
I don't know, but you know it's going to be bad because she got taken off Lifetime.
Because like, they've let her get away with some shit. She's made them some coin, and they let her get away with a lot of stuff. But I think the point is, like, wasn't like because JoJo's now come out though, because she's like this kid icon, you know, in Kmart's and stuff here. There's the JoJo Bows and whatever else, and
like Walmart here. She's all over.
Yeah, so like all these like conservative mothers now are like, I'll never let my daughter have another JoJo Siwa thing again, and blah blah blah.
Giant bow.
Boom. So, oh, there we go. Sefet's all over it. JoJo is 17. She'll be turning 18 on May 19. Wow.
There
17,
you go. 18, back 19. Fact check, Steve.
That's why I don't anything mean about her. She's a minor.
She's still a little girl.
She's a minor with a major banking.
But account. That ugly fact check, I don't care.
She could still do some things in India and it would be totally legal.
Well, you're illegal in New York State if you're 17, apparently. I was horrified to find that out.
You can what in New York State?
17 is the legal age of consent in New York.
Can you eat a Lebanese diet at 17 in New York?
I have questions.
I have questions. I want to know what that was about.
Is it about the shawarma?
How salty is your shawarma?
No, because look, it's like, it's probably more an Aussie joke. Remember when, okay, it's a Kath and Kim thing, when Kath was so worried her daughter was a lesbian and she's like running in the street panicking and she just sees like a Lebanese restaurant and she's like thinking of lesbians straight away.
Yes.
Lesbian,
I
Lebanese.
I got it.
Yeah, so
I am
you
now, can
you,
I'm now dialed in. I can appreciate it.
I've got it now.
Can you eat Lebanese when you're 17?
I think you can do it.
Apparently she is.
I think that's
what she's doing.
Uh-huh. So Jeff, as Wegman's like number one fan, how do you feel about this next story?
I'm waiting for someone to come knock on my door because of this show. I know, right? Today.
Wait, what is this?
So apparently they're trying to make the corona vaccine solely available through Publix.
That's some bullshit. I love Wegmans.
Cat's been to Auburn.
Screw you, Publix. Publix is only in Florida. What about the rest of the damn country?
No,
you gotta get that sub. That's what you gotta do.
Is it?
I like me some Wegmans.
Different.
The
like,
whole experience.
Store experience, right? Mm-hmm. So you're spoiled. Then you go somewhere else. Like even in California, we were shooting. And Karen's like, we're gonna go to a nice place. We're gonna go to a nice grocery store. And I get there, and I'm like, this is nice.
No,
I don't think so.
You a spoiled asshole. Let me take you to some.
Think of one of the most Florida things in the world.
Oh, Marie. How are you, Marie?
Marie.
Oh, hey.
The best. My favorite.
Marie's trying to get us sponsored. I see you, Marie. Okay.
Get it, girl. Oh,
God. I love it.
So, are you guys actually? So, Kitty, will you get the COVID vaccine? Seeing, like, obviously, you're traveling so much.
I mean, I would really like to get like round three.
Yeah.
How about you guys all get it first? We'll see how it
I'll
goes.
I'll have to. I'll be the first one.
You have to. So. Yeah, you're
as a matter of a full healthcare disclosure, provider. We should say that Vera's not on the show today because she's had her second. She's had her second injection and she's got headaches and nausea at the moment. So,
bitch got symptoms. That's what the fuck she got.
Tell you what, I was dying to hear how happy she was to see her dance on Trump's grave. And here I am, and she didn't even make it. Vera, you lost your golden moment.
I'm like, Vera.
Actually, Kitty, we've got a segment for Vera now. Can we show Kitty that one too?
We can't. We'll show her later because she's not on today.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Luke can't deal with the fact. Look, Luke's on his phone today.
I'm not
so
in control today.
And he's not in control.
It's really funny. I'm in front of my ring light.
Katrina, I got two boys to fight over being in control.
Only because if we left it to Jeffrey, he'd be that fucking upward facing angle that we could all see that you guys can't.
Never. Oh yeah.
Never. So
I'm gonna take one out of Luke's Bible. Worthless cunt.
I've already said that today. Funny.
Hey,
Luke, that is his
favorite. Haven't said it on air for a long time. But when I'm chatting to Jeff hears a lot of my rants and they're not cute.
Well, look, sometimes
it's my favorite thing ever, especially first thing in the morning. It's nighttime for Luke and he's all liquored up and he's just going on. He's like, this fucking cat. My favorite.
I don't do things like that. That's a lie.
Never.
Way you talk and like your
Luke
accent.
Is an angel. What are you talking about, Jeff?
Katrina's Wonder Woman.
The night before.
Katrina, I'm pretty sure he could buy Bionic Man like over here to like catch some flyers. You know, like Luke is.
Oh my gosh.
He's not innocent.
Oh, Matthew Villeneuve. Hello, guys. Hope you all have a wonderful day. Well, thank you, Matthew, for that.
Nice.
We all hope we do too. Awesome.
We hope we do. All right. So we're going to move on now to our main discussion topic, which in a section I like to call The View From Here.
Oh, you mean the image that's going to get us cancelled real quick?
I'm waiting to see how many weeks until we get a cease and desist.
I miss the music, so I don't know what it
was. It was just clapping.
It was applause.
Yeah,
oh my god. I'm like, there's audio and they hit the
audio. I'm just taking it to the next level.
Okay, I'm hitting the wrong contraption.
Girl. We need an offline fucking lesson, but it's okay. So we brushed the topic last week, but we're going to talk this week about social media versus censorship. When is it okay to ban someone? Now, I was hoping Vera was going to be on this week. Because we all know that
she would be pro ban the fuck out of Trump. Screw him. Yeah. Let him burn alive. Let him ignite and blow up and ban him from the internet, from the airwaves of all kind, from Twitter, from Facebook, from Insta. Screw him. Let him rot and burn. Yeah.
Ban his whole family.
Exactly. So we might have had a little a couple of weeks ago where, you know, a couple of little tweets might have nearly started a civil war. But, you know, do you think it's within social media's guidelines to censor that?
Okay.
Jeff? Oh, Kat, you go.
Oh, yeah, I have an opinion.
Go for it, girl.
So I think if you're going to incite a riot, you should not be allowed to have a public forum. People shouldn't be supporting that. But I also think that if we let the social media companies pick and choose who they get to censor and what they get to promote, I feel like that's un-American. I don't feel like Twitter and Facebook should have the right to pick and choose who has a platform. I feel like it's supposed to be everyone gets to say what they want to say just on that.
Right? Yeah. Well, and he didn't actually say...
He didn't say go set anything on fire.
Did he say storm? I don't know. But he didn't say riot. He didn't say break stuff. He didn't say hurt anybody. So
he
right,
said
like
peacefully.
I have the same issue. I hate the man's guts. I swear he buys the foundation at the dollar store. But it makes me very nervous of what Pandora's box that was just opened with this. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's going to lead to a lot of problems.
I think it's the next level of cancel culture because you just see it all the time now. Like, they pick anything from someone's past. So, like, you're seeing it now with, like, these RuPaul drag queens and stuff. They'll find, like, a movie or something that one of them did. That, like, Willem, for example, was in a film from 20 years ago or something with blackface. So suddenly everyone went from loving her to just cancel. Even RuPaul herself has like a lot of people who want to cancel her. I think it's like this next level now where Twitter and Facebook are sort of taking it upon themselves. Like if everyone dislikes someone enough, they'll be like, okay, we'll just remove them. They're gone.
I think yeah, the thing you've got to remember, the thing you've got to remember though, is that they are private businesses essentially that you're signing a contract with when you skip past all the terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. I get that, but still, they all banned him. I mean, not that he can't go on TV, but what's to stop them from banning any of us because they don't like what we say?
And that's my concern.
Because they didn't take him to court. They didn't go to do a court case to say, is this what he meant? Because at the end of the day, they're not him. Like, what I don't understand is all the people that are threatening to kill people, to harm people, they post it mm-hmm. on Facebook and Twitter all the time. Mm-hmm. Those people, you report them, nothing happens.
Absolutely.
And that's like a direct threat of violence. So he didn't have a direct threat of violence. As much as I wish he did, he didn't.
Okay, so I agree. And my partner in crime claims to be Republican, but I swear he's a liberal. Anyway, he says that the president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, has a responsibility to the people to always tell the truth, and he lied, and he can't incite any sort of violence, any sort of riot, any sort of disruption of government, and he did undisputably do that. So I would say that he did what he did was wrong. Also, he just let it happen. He didn't call in any National Guard. Yeah. And that's a problem. No, he didn't tell anybody to leave. That's a problem. Like, he did a whole lot of bad things. But if you were going to take away his Twitter, you could have done the whole damn country a favor and taken that shit away 4 years ago. Why did it take so long?
What?
His tweets were fucking ridiculous from day one.
They're saving face. Because, we're the heroes. We banned him. We banned him.
He was good for business. He brought Twitter back to life.
I miss him.
Twitter was dead, and he made it come, you know, he made it relevant. We're talking about it now because of him. Nobody tweeted anymore. People had moved on. We're on Insta. We're on TikTok. We're on all the other things now.
Get on Twitter. At any point, there was always some entertainment over that man. Mm-hmm. It never failed. Like, I actually, after like a day, I was like, oh.
Well, Jeffrey, even our page has taken a hit now, hasn't it?
What?
Because you used to love sharing Trump's tweets, and now you got nothing.
I know. I'm like, I don't know what to talk about. People get so mad. He's the easiest thing to get a ton of comments on. And now I'm like,
start posting Roseanne.
But well, there's a perfect example of cancel culture right there.
Thank you. Exactly. I'm leery about the whole cancel culture. I'm concerned about it. It bothers me.
I think, and I've got a couple of examples coming up, that the information that you put out is up to you, and if you choose to express those points of view, that is wholly your decision. So we're going to look
at when we get on this show and we've been drinking.
Well, that's your choice to have drank those drinks, Luke. Maybe you need to do some things.
Hey, I haven't been drinking, love. It's
my business.
Because over the last couple of weeks, we've had 100% Cannibal Army Hammer on, I think it was Instagram. Have you guys heard about this?
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes. So Army Hammer wants to eat people and has cut the heart out of a living animal and drank the blood, if these are to be believed.
What the fuck?
Now, yeah.
Where do you find this shit?
This is on a certified account, as you can see from above, but you know how easy things are to edit and stuff. But
oh, no. This is him.
This is a big thing because they are pulling him from everything he has, like, booked for the next 18 months. Like, he's meant to be doing movies and TV shows and all that kind of stuff. It's done. Yeah, but that's it. All right.
Do you reckon, do you reckon that guy actually might have been like on a bit of ice or something?
No, I was reading like there was multiple girls, and like the one he like bit her and like did crazy. She would be have marks on her. Like it goes a little further, and then when she said stop, he didn't stop. Allegedly,
yeah. Allegedly,
that's some creepy shit.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm down. I'm down to get weird. I'm down to get weird. That is like
That is next level. But speaking of next level, I don't know if anyone knows who Azalea Banks is.
I don't know.
She was in the 212. She had a she had a song like on the Pitch Perfect soundtrack, the first one. So over the last couple of weeks, she actually live on Instagram dug up her dead cat, boiled it, and used it for a religious rite.
Oh, that is what I'm seeing. Okay.
Yeah. There's actual pictures if you are not squeamish.
Ooh. Let her rip.
But, yeah, I didn't bring him up. I don't want to be. I didn't go that far, girl. Where is
she from?
I don't know where she's from, but the fact that it was.
Like, is she doing some witchcraft? Is it?
Well, yeah, like it's witchcraft, and that's freedom of, you know, like freedom of religion, whatever.
If she's from Michigan, clearly, like, it's not a culture thing, right? Like, I don't know.
No. But it was allowed to be shown on social media.
That's
allowed. Because it's a religious experience.
I don't know. Is it any different from saying patriots are doing these acts at the Capitol building and the Senate and da da da?
Here's the difference I see in that. If you claim patriotism, you're claiming that you're doing it for the greater good of your beliefs, for the country. You're trying to make the world better, right? You're working for your country. You're a patriot. You're a soldier. You're fighting the good fight for the greater good of everyone around you. If you're doing something for your religion, then you're doing something for a greater good or a greater power, but not necessarily the people around you, for something that may or may not exist, depending on how other people see it, right? So if you're claiming to do something as a patriot, you're doing something for your country that actually exists. If you are claiming to do something for your deity or your religion or your religious right, that's not something that everyone else can actually tangibly see or believe or feel. That difference.
But, well, religion's
here's my counterpoint. What if that patriotism is misguided through misinformation and lies to the American
right
public?
But some people's religious experience could also be misguided. What if they're a member of a cult? What if they are told to light themselves on fire and burn alive like they all did in Waco?
But if we talk about the people in Waco, didn't we kind of like really have a blanket thing of like there's something wrong with these people that they were believing it, like there's mental health issues?
True.
Like if you're buying into a cult thing, something's not clicking in your head. Like
a lot of these people that are in a cult are usually groomed, and they're people that are susceptible to it because there's something broken in them. Doesn't necessarily mean they're like mentally ill.
But I'm not saying they're mentally ill, but there's something going on that's like not firing all fuses for you to see. Like this isn't normal behavior, right?
But
like,
you could say the same.
Doesn't get on Twitter and bash everybody that goes against him. I mean, it was insane. I'm not like kind of Katrina, like I'm not for it, right? And him and the religious, but it's still like he was
when you
insane.
Look at the facts, he spent his entire presidency grooming a certain amount lying. Of the American population.
Mm-hmm. But then, that's fair.
He spent that time telling them what they needed to hear and what they wanted to hear and all that kind of stuff. And then he was the savior. He's going to save America. America's going to be okay again. And then the minute,
great
the
again.
Minute that he didn't need them anymore, then he's gone. He pisses off to Florida.
Well, he didn't mean to be gone. It wasn't his choice to be gone.
He was canceled.
I know.
He was canceled.
He was canceled.
Holden for dear but life.
He did. There was no like. He didn't go to that inauguration. He didn't do it.
No,
like,
there was no class whatsoever.
There was no class to it, and it proved the fact that he is a 3-year-old and just went, I didn't get my way. I'm taking my stuff. I'm taking my Barbie doll bought wife and we're going to Florida. Peace out.
Well, he did that so that he could go on Air Force One without having to get permission from Biden to use his plane.
Just so that's Biden so could catty. Use it too.
That was just so catty. Like that was such a girl
drag
fight.
Race shit.
He was going out on somebody else's dime.
Listen, yeah, I'm all for going somewhere on somebody else's dime.
Me too.
I ride on other people's planes all the time. That's kind of what I do.
Look, if I kind
of however, I have a little bit of class. Just a little.
Just a little. Well, we've had the
have
same,
a little respect like, for your nation. Come on.
We've had the same thing happen here in Australia with a TV. Well, he's a TV chef. Was a TV chef. His name's Pete Evans.
What the fuck?
Pete is very controversial. He claimed the machine behind him could cure COVID.
Is that right?
And that he was a big proponent of Trump.
He was like a big conspiracy theorist and like really he was starting to like you could it was sort of like you could see somebody on drugs just unraveling on social media just fucking blah.
I think it might be more of a bit of a break with reality. So
a psychotic break that was drug induced.
Exactly.
Sticking with the drug theory here.
Maybe it's part of his religion.
Yeah, maybe. But we're going to talk, what about our old friend Amanda Bynes? Our old friend Amanda Bynes had a bit of a mental break. She just released a rap song. Wanted Drake to murder her pussy.
Go, girl.
Yeah, I remember that.
I posted it.
I'm back at it.
You did not.
Is there not?
I did.
Is there not
drag
some
race
kind
shit.
Of, is there not some kind of onus on these social media companies to see this kind of activity and go, oh, that's not mentally right to be having out, like, especially Pete Evans when he was disseminating dangerous information. He's been removed from Twitter, he's been removed from everything here. He's lost all of his sponsorships. He's supposed to be on TV shows and everything. He got cancelled. But the Armie Hammer stuff is, mental illness issues, right?
Well, he's calling it a kink.
So,
right.
When does fun. That... What that shit when is... Does,
isn't that like NSA
away.
Territory? Isn't that what they're here for? Don't they
keep
tabs on everybody and everything and go track them down that day?
If you've got a public forum with that blue tick and all those people that you can... tell whatever you want to.
Insight? Were you going to say insight?
I was
going
to say insight. I was going to say insight or groom. Where is that line drawn? Because
I think those
if Azalea Banks decides to storm the Capitol next week?
Right, dig up
social media platforms though love to let these people go really crazy, because what does it mean? It means more money for the social media platform because there's so many people on it. Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's only when it gets to the point of no return, like when you got people storming capitals or, trying to eat bitches, then they go, oh, that's the line. Let's stop
Angela, you wild thing, you.
Angela's late.
Oh.
Angela.
Do you like that scene in Cape Fear when he like holds her down and like bites her cheek?
I mean, that kind of reminds me of some Evander Holyfield type.
Yeah.
The ear.
So look, I will
Jeffrey's
put this up
getting
on,
scared. What's going on?
I will put this up on the page today and we want to hear some feedback from.
Do you want to be cannibalized by Army?
No.
Not a poll, because Facebook doesn't let me do polls anymore. So
yeah,
we'll just generate a, I don't know. We'll generate a conversation so you guys can have your say.
You
on
can
the
do
page.
It on the story, Steve. On the Facebook
I did
story.
It on the story, but it disappears.
Limit. That's what we want to know. Like, where do you draw the line? Like, pissing.
Marks. I draw the line with marks. Don't mark me. Don't leave any bruising, no blood, no.
I'm fine if it's.
No marks. I don't want evidence of you tomorrow.
But I have to go somewhere else.
Peace. Who knows what I have to do? I might have to be on the radio with you guys. You think
never
I
know.
Need some like
got a big
no.
ballsack mark on
Hell
a face?
No.
You can't deal with it.
You think I want bruises and bite marks? Absolutely not.
Cat, let's all women love to be eaten. You just took it one step further.
Okay, yes, I said something about being eaten earlier, and I was like, okay, let me eat you. I'll be like, yeah. But if he says I want to consume your live beating heart, I'm like, you don't that's get to know where I live.
That's a line. Moment.
It's like that's a line.
And here's another line to cross. What is that? So, man turned himself into black alien by removing nose and top of lip. Can I ask why?
He already kind of
makes
crazy.
That bitch killing a cat look a bit normal, doesn't it?
This like, guy already, he looked crazy to begin with. He looks like he's fresh off the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, he looks like a juiced Jersey Shore dude.
Ronnie, stop!
I am jealous of how calves are here. I am jealous of how high his eyebrows are because I've had too much Botox and I can no longer lift my eyebrows.
In which picture? Let's see the eyebrows. Is are really high. Shot. So.
Well, on the one where he has.
Now he has. Now he has like little silver really studs
and
for eyebrows.
Now he looks like a vampire weapon.
I'm sorry, but the tattoo work isn't even great. Like, it's real blotchy and stuff. Like,
now he can't even talk right. He has a hard time speaking.
He looks like he has a cleft palate and he needs to be sponsored by one of my foundations.
Yeah, he can't talk now. He's hard to, and I'm like, you know what? I mean, aside from the crazy look, like, right? He was a little bit cute. He looks like Luke's type.
Calm down. Even for like you,
the
Jeffrey.
Jersey boys.
I got
my eyebrows are a bit arch, but you know.
How does he pay his bills? What the fuck?
Oh my god, wait. Angela saw that dude.
Where, Angela? Where
are you hanging out?
We want a story.
We need you to report live. We're going to bring
Angela
back.
Angela might have to get the log into the show next time and give us the lowdown.
We need more.
Yeah. Angela, we'll chat.
Angela, get at us because I need you to do my old segment, Bitch on the Move. We need you to bring the microphone. Sir, we need a comment. We're only waiting to hear from you.
Angela, inbox the page. We'll talk.
And we need to know where you saw this dude.
We'll talk.
Was he like at Whole Foods picking out some grains?
We were talking.
Where was he?
Sorry. Yeah, it's just like, you know. Just at a closed down Blockbuster, clawing at the doors to get his video rental.
He doesn't need the hand. He could just use his forehead.
Exactly. So last week we were talking about The Simpsons, and I said I'd do a little bit of research into how accurate they have been over the last few years.
That's insane.
So we're just going to do a quick slideshow. Obviously, this is not going to be great for the people that are listening, but, you know, such is life. Watch us live.
We can narrate.
Yes. Obviously, they got this one right.
Trump, America, you can be my ex-wife.
You can be my ex-wife. President Trump was eerily correct.
Nailed it.
In 1993, they had an episode where one of the tigers attacked Siegfried and Roy, and that happened. That happened.
You guys, don't laugh. Come on. Roy got eaten.
That actually happened nearly 20 years later.
Come on.
Hey, we just talked about eating kitty. Now we've got kitty eating people.
You can't laugh. I'm pretty sure you're going to get us canceled.
Hey, I didn't choose to work with a tiger. It's not my fault your pussy got out of control.
Speaking of things eating things.
It can happen.
They predicted this. 20th Century Fox, the division of Walt Disney Company.
That's insane.
At least 10 years
ago.
Very
clever.
This one I didn't think was very funny until I saw the side-by-side. Lady Gaga's Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty fucking accurate. Hello. I love this. This is great.
That's fucking funny.
So everyone is listening.
Greta Thunberg and Lisa Simpson.
How did they know Trump would be the president in 2007? That's nuts.
They also predicted the voting issues
between Barack and Mitt
and Mitt Romney.
He won the popular vote, didn't he, against him in Obama's second term?
I believe so, but that is a question that is best left to Vera. they predicted America beating Sweden in curling. In the Olympics.
Homer in the Olympics.
That's random.
Why is Marge's arm fucked up?
I think she might have had a falling down.
She must have met the guy that turned into an
carpal alien. Tunnel.
They also predicted the finale of Game of Thrones.
What the fuck?
Come on!
They've also connected. This is one of my favorite because more testicles mean more iron.
What?
This one needs explanation.
So there is in the UK 2 years ago, I think it was, they did a big, I guess you would call it research into the meat that they were selling in supermarkets, and they found that 75% of it was horse meat. That it was that they were saying was going to be beef or lamb or da da da, yeah. 70, and then 75% of chicken was pig or something like that. So yeah, it was a whole big thing. And one of the best one that I know, the best one that I think is eerily cool is this sucker.
Oh, the COVID. Yeah, so, I remember that episode.
Do you remember this episode?
No.
I do. So, Homer had like the doppelganger or whatever. He was like the mascot for like a dishwashing.
So what happened in this episode?
Washing powder?
What happened in this episode is that the Simpsons had a swarm of killer bees. So Springfield had a swarm of killer bees.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon. And
then, yes, and then they got the Osaka virus, which came in a box from China. What happened early before Corona, guys? American
killer
people.
Bees.
Do you remember the murder hornets?
Yeah.
It went
everywhere.
Yeah.
And then, Corona. Hello. I think we need to watch. Everyone needs to watch The Simpsons and like pick up their
rating. To predict what you want
to
like do for the next.
I don't need to know what's going to happen.
Yeah, no.
Because that is some freak. That's only like the tip of the iceberg. They've done stuff like, do you guys, all right, this is going to make us look old. Do you guys remember the Newton that Apple brought out? It was before the iPhone.
No. I don't remember life before the iPhone.
I had a Motorola.
I had a BlackBerry.
In 1995, this was an episode where Lisa gets married. This is obviously London, but in the background there's the Shard building that wasn't built to 2014.
What the fuck?
Yep, there's Lisa. We've had her cry a budget crump for President Trump in her purple Kamala Harris suit.
What in the fuck?
I know, right? We should all need to get on The Simpsons, but yeah,
Jeffrey, you look cute like that.
That's cute.
I'm trying not to move.
He actually,
I thought so too.
You look cute.
I look thinner.
You look like you could be a nice person too.
I'm not.
Let's not get crazy.
We're not nice people.
He couldn't hold it. He couldn't hold it.
Angela, where did you find the Ghostface killer?
We need her on. She's got to give us some bitch on the move.
That's
we'll get Angela out the streets.
Angela,
get her uncensored mask.
Angela, I will send you this microphone.
Look, she's hooked up. She's working on those shows.
And she'll lick it first.
You gotta lick it before you stick it.
You gotta get it soft and wet so we can. Bitch on the move.
Copyright. we don't sing more than a line, remember? It's all good. So that's why we're leaving it this week, kids. The Simpsons is going to tell us how to live our lives. You know, people are dead. Social media is going to run the world.
People killing cats. Cats killing
people. Killing cats. Army Hammer wants to eat you.
And so just, everyone's getting canceled.
Be careful out there, kids. Be careful, and we're going to love you and leave you. We'll see you next week.
Don't forget to buy the Katrina Johnson uncensored underpants so you can have it on your junk.
Jump over to Just Jeff Emmett. We'll see you soon. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.